On Midwest Week, Rock Island County faces some major decisions, including taxes and hiring a new administrator. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Hayden, reporter for the Dispatch Argus. So Rock Island County recently lost its first administrator, Dave Ross, and so, Sarah, has the county board started looking for a replacement yet?
Officially, they have not, but it was discussed at the last committee of the whole meeting that it's time to get that search underway. It was also brought up that they could possibly expedite the search by hiring a professional recruiting firm, and it was mentioned that the county's willing to pay upwards of $30,000 to pay a firm to find the right individual for the job. So yes, they do want to replace Dave Ross. They do want to have another county administrator.
Now, we've known for some time that Mr. Ross was getting ready to leave. Does it seem like they waited a while to get rolling since they haven't really gotten started yet?
Well, legally, they could not act on replacing him until they had a signed resignation letter from him. Okay. He kind of gave a de facto six-week notice back in August. He did keep the board chairman informed, and that would be Ken Miranda. And so Mr. Ross and Mr. Miranda were constantly in touch in terms of Dave Ross's job search and how that was going. But, you know, the county board's hands are kind of tied legally until that resignation letter is in their hands and Dave Ross is gone. So now that he's at his new home in Florida, I think that the county board is ready to get that search underway. And I think the sooner the better for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, have board members said what sort of person they might be looking for?
They have not, but I think that they've acknowledged they've got some big shoes to fill following Dave Ross. He did accomplish a lot for the county, and they're looking for a similar individual with the same qualities.
Mm-hmm. Now, I talked to Ken Miranda recently, and he said he would like what he called a financial guy like Dave Ross.
Probably. That's what the county needs.
Okay. Now, what sorts of things was Dave able to accomplish in his 2 years or so that he was here?
Well, he has summarized his accomplishments as saying that he has saved the county hundreds of thousands of dollars when he renegotiated existing vendor contracts. Mm-hmm. He negotiated new collective bargaining agreements with some of the labor unions, and he was able to call for 2 years of no wage increases with the unions. And he was part of the negotiating team with the deal with Exelon Nuclear Generating Facility. Mm-hmm. And they will bring in new revenue over 7 years for taxing bodies, $7 million of which will go to the county. So that will help offset some of the county expenses.
Okay. Now, the Rock Island County Board has also been talking about a sales tax. And so, Sarah, what's being discussed and where in the process is all of this?
Well, it was mentioned at the county board meeting Tuesday night that they would like to implement a public safety tax that would be 0.5%. So to put that in monetary value, that would mean it would be a sales tax. So a consumer would pay an additional 50 cents in sales tax for every $100 of a taxable retail purchase. And the purpose of the sales tax would be for public safety purposes. It would cover crime prevention, detention, and other public safety purposes. The county board was not receptive to this, and the issue was tabled. And this was something recommended by Dave Ross prior to his departure as a way to generate more revenue for the county. It was a 19-1 vote to table it, so it doesn't sound like county board members are in favor of it. And specifically, Drew Mielke, I recall him saying, county residents just don't have the stomach for a tax like this at this time.
But isn't sort of part of the problem is that the sheriff's department and public safety is sort of a huge part of the county budget. And so if the county doesn't have much in the way of new revenue, there might be some big cuts for the sheriff's department, the jail, et cetera.
There could be. I haven't heard that brought up yet.
Okay. Now, the county board has also decided to help Snowstar out in Andalusia expand. What does the company want to do out there?
Well, allowing Snowstar Winter Park to have a year-round special use permit will benefit the business a great deal, especially considering in the 2015-16 winter season, that facility was only open for 54 days. And considering it has been a ski and snow tubing park, it would benefit them to be open year-round. And that way they can rent out their lodge for wedding receptions, class reunions, and other events that groups can use the facility for.
Would there be sort of recreational type stuff, or would it mainly just be the building, as you say, for banquets, weddings, et cetera?
Well, I talked to the general manager, Dan McKenna, and I asked what was on his agenda now that the permit was approved, what would be the first thing they would do. And he said that they would open the lodge to wedding receptions immediately and other events. And then eventually they would like to put in a zip line. They would like to host mud runs and other outdoor events like that. Outdoor concerts will be prohibited. The terms of the agreement were that they had to agree to some conditions to keep the neighborhood happy. Some of the neighbors have been really opposed to this decision. So I think that Snowstar is doing what they can to appease the neighbors and keep the peace.
And what were the neighbors' objections? Why were they worried about this?
Well, they're not accustomed to having that, having Snowstar open in the summer months. So they do have some narrow one-lane gravel roads going in and out of that area. And there's concern about too much traffic on the road kicking up dust from the gravel. There are some farmers there, and there have been complaints in the past that customers leaving Snowstar have slid off the road and taken out their fences. The cattle have been found grazing out on the road and have gotten loose. There has been damage to other property because of reckless drivers in and out of Snowstar. So the concern is with the safety and the conditions of the road. There's a concern over noise if there's summer events. So as part of the special use permit, another condition imposed on Snowstar is they're not allowed to be open past 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And like I said, outdoor concerts will be prohibited.
And is someone going to fix the roads or widen them or do something like that?
That I don't know about yet. That hasn't really been negotiated. But I do know that for the outdoor events during the summer months, Snowstar will be required to charge a surcharge fee, and that surcharge will help offset the cost of dust control measures. So in other words, that surcharge will go towards the townships, and they will have to work in partnership with the townships to do what they can. Now, whether that means replacing the gravel roads with blacktop, I'm not sure, but they are going to start a surcharge fee.
Okay.
And also, Snowstar will be limited to 12 outdoor events per year.
Oh, okay. Now, the last question, I know some people have been talking about this. I've seen some letters and to the editor and stuff. Where's the county board, or the Rock Island County Board, on reducing its size? Is there any sort of vote coming up or something coming to the to residents of the county anytime soon?
No, I have not heard that discussed at all. They're just kind of maintaining the status quo for now. And I have not heard that discussed either in Committee of the Whole or during the regular board meetings at all.
Okay. Because I know, well, within the last couple of years, they've talked about it and they've said, how soon can we do it and what numbers can we have? But this sort of is sort of tabled for now, or maybe not formally.
Yeah, I would say that the discussion has been tabled for now.
Okay. Now, isn't it about time for the Rockland County Board to work on its budget? Isn't that coming up soon?
They did take a vote on Tuesday night to put the 2018 fiscal year budget on display, and they should have the final budget approved by December.